Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second, the center fielder, George Altman. Batting third, the left fielder, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth, the catcher, Earl Averill. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second, the shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third, the catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ron Klein. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ron Klein. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Groat reaches second base with a double. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kravitz for the out. Groat moves to third. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Long reaches second base with a double. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Long moves to third. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Groat fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into center field. Altman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Altman. Skinner moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Skinner moves to third. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill is walked intentionally. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jackson moves to third. Averill moves to second. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Averill moves to third. It's 2 to nothing, Cubs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon, who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Altman scores. Marshall goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Bob Porterfield now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mazeroski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Nelson pinch hits for Bob Porterfield. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Nelson reaches second base with a double. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelson moves to third. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Groat hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0 for 2 in the game. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kravitz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Gross now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive towards first. Long reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Don Gross. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Benny Daniels now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-3 in the game. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groat moves to third. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Groat tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Cubs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hillman bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-4 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Benny Daniels. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kluszewski for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.